Welcome to the Arise Podcast. I'm Bill Fole. On this, our first podcast, Kate Budlong, Director of Long-Term Care Programs for Arise, and Juanita Clark Abalafia, a Peer Outreach and Support Coordinator for Arise, discuss the Open Door Transition Program, a service that makes it possible for people living in a nursing home to transition out of that facility and into a new home. What is the Open Doors Transition Center?
So the Open Doors Transition Center is a place at Arise. It's one of our programs. And we have a program that allows people who are currently living in nursing homes to return to the community.
Who's it for?
It's for anybody that is in a nursing home, currently in a nursing home. Any age, any disability, any medical status.
So we don't have to have a loved one who is a person with disabilities to take advantage of this program.
No, anybody. I mean, from the young to the aged, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
So if someone is currently living in a nursing home and they wish to move back into the community, how do they even begin to engage this process?
Good question. So typically what happens is there's a social worker within each facility that will do a questionnaire and ask people a series of questions. One of those questions will ask them if they'd like to look into opportunities to leave the nursing home and go back home. And so when they answer that question with a yes, it would make the social worker reach out to the Open Doors Transition Center, which is also called the local contact agency, and that is, again, Arise. So they would call Juanita's program, and they would let us know that they have a referral. They would send over paperwork, and then Juanita or one of her team would go out and meet in person or remotely during COVID with the individual and start to talk about their opportunities to return back to the community.
How long does this whole transition take? How long does the process take? Is it immediate? Does it take a month? Does it take 6 months?
It all depends on the situation and how many care needs they have. I mean, what their level of care is. It is not immediate. People think that they can be discharged like tomorrow, but that's not the case. They have to be referred on to different programs in the community to provide them safe services when they return home, and it does have to be a safe discharge.
So people who are usually in a nursing home need some kind of, and forgive me for saying this word, supervision, whether it's they're taking their medicines, whether they're eating properly. Mm-hmm. That can still happen outside of the nursing home. Yes. In a regular home or someplace that you place them, correct?
Correct.
And they do that through
whatever services have been assigned to them.
Like a personal assistant?
Personal care services. It could be a family member. It could be anything, as long as it's within that discharge plan.
Okay. What are the biggest barriers?
One thing I would say just to the previous comment that Juanita was talking about was that the biggest role for the transition specialists, which Juanita and her team, that's their title, is that they are experts in community resources. So when they meet with the individual in the facility, they're assessing all of their needs, and then they are going to look at the multitude of community resources that are out there and connect them to the right one. So if it's someone who's going home and Juanita finds through her process that they had a traumatic brain injury, we would then connect them to the traumatic brain injury waiver. If it's someone who has developmental disabilities, we might work with the OPWDD waiver. So that's what Juanita's talking about in terms of getting folks home. And it can take a long time to get through those programs for eligibility. But typically when we meet with someone, we're going to do everything we can to find a safe transition plan. Like you said, it is not immediate. It does take time. But we do have resources and other programs that help support folks during that transition period to keep them confident that this is going to happen.
Does the referral have to come from the person who's already in the nursing home?
No. Mm-mm. It can come from multiple sources. We get referrals from NILE, who is our state representative. We get them from family members. We get them from Ombudsman, Managed Long-Term Care, the social workers, and participants, families, friends, anybody can just give us a referral.
Do you ever find that there's someone who doesn't want to leave?
I think more often than not, people want to leave, but sometimes when they get into the process, they can end up being a little bit fearful, especially as they get towards the end of the process, starting to realize all the support the nursing home truly offers, and can that be the same in the community, especially people who don't have a home to return to and they're going to be entering into a new apartment or a living arrangement that they haven't previously. As that discharge time gets closer, they think everything's going to work out beautifully and they're excited. But just like anything else, when push comes to shove, some of the anxiety kicks in.
Here's the reason why I asked that question. Since March 2020, since the pandemic hit, have you seen a lot of referrals come from family members who are worried about loved ones?
Yes, we have. We are seeing a little bit more of an increase, somewhat. People are hesitant, you know, they're very nervous and scared about the situation in the nursing home, so they want to get their loved ones out quicker. Unfortunately, that doesn't always play very well into getting them out. But we work with them as best as we can, and we try to, you know, connect them to the right resources and community-based services that they may need.
This isn't a template thing. This is, every case is different. Every individual
Absolutely.
Is different, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me a success story, if you could.
Well, we have a lot of success stories, but one in particular that kind of is close to my heart. His name is Jay, and he lived out in he was at the Betsy Ross nursing facility over in Rome. Older gentleman, he was 79 years old at the time. He's probably around 82 or 83 now. But he was just a joy. When I went in to see him in the nursing home, he was walking around the nursing home and he was just enjoying life, you know. And he was very mobile and very able, but he got stuck in the nursing home. He had some medical complications, but he just was so wanting to get out and come back to Syracuse and engage in his community again. And he had a housing barrier. That was one of his main barriers, was getting housing. He had lost his housing previous to being in the nursing home. And we worked very diligently. We worked really hard to get him out. He had a lot of... there was a lot of avenues that were broken down in the process, but we just stayed in there, and probably within 8 months to 9 months, we were able to successfully set him up with a managed long-term care program, Fidelis. He went through with Fidelis. He was able to get AIDS, and then he was able to get into the Harbor Brook apartments over here in Camillus, which at that time was brand new. And it was all accessible. It was completely, you know, safe and everything. And I just remember the days of going out to Rome. And one day I had to bring him from Rome back to Syracuse to see his apartment, sign the lease and do all that. And I took him out to lunch and we just had a grand old time. And then I took him back to Rome and he was like, okay, so we're getting discharged, right? And I'm getting out of here, right? And I'm like, yes, you are. You have the place to go to. And we were able to set him up with furniture and get startup, supplies and things like that. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And when on his discharge, I went out and picked him up and brought him to Syracuse. And he just, from that day, I talked to him actually today. And he's still just, he's a funny old man. He's just funny. He's just a joy. And he's got a great sense of humor. And he's still doing very well.
What a great story. You mentioned Rome. What's our footprint here? Do we serve Onondaga County and Cayuga? And
We serve nine counties, yes.
All around Central
New York. All of Central New York, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to ask each of you this question. Is there anything I missed that you want to add, Kate?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. I think we just want to highlight the fact that there are opportunities for people who are in nursing homes to go home. A lot of people think that once they end up there, for whatever reason, that's where they're going to stay and live out the rest of their life. And with this program and the knowledge behind it and the services that we can connect you with, that doesn't have to be the end for you.
Okay, Juanita, I'm going to ask you the toughest question of the day. Who do I call? What's the phone number?
315-671-2948. And my name is Juanita Clark Ebalafio.
Thank you both.